Grace, mercy, and peace be yours from God our Father and the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Well, it's beginning to look a lot like summer here in East Tennessee. Highs in the 60s today. Those sparkling lights outside will soon turn to fireflies if it keeps going at this rate. Amy Moore posted something on Facebook this morning. It said this: 'Twas the night before Christmas, and when all through the house the AC was running because we live in the South. Inside our homes and our churches, it's the beginning of Christmas. We met just 15 hours ago last night to welcome the light into our dark winter of miscontent again. We welcomed him into our messy lives, where sin needs to be exposed and expunged. Christmas means we need to walk in the light of goodness and mercy, in peace, in love for God, and love for fellow man. We all need to learn to forgive like Jesus. We all need to learn to preach the law like Jesus too. He comes to fulfill that law, he alone. But we bear his name, we possess his spirit, and this world could use more name and spirit of Christ. Jesus forgives. Jesus makes whole. Jesus restores the broken and transforms lives. He promises new life through repentance and faith. Christmas puts us back in the path to remember what his life and mission is all about and how we fit into his life as his friends. But ponder with me this morning something deeper. God gives us something very, very deep to ponder at Christmas. I mean, Christmas can seem so simple. A Middle Eastern man named Joseph, a mother named Mary, and a holy birth of a religious teacher and savior of the world. What more do you need to know, right? It's not rocket science. It's not trigonometry. It's not quantum mechanics. Well, maybe not. But Scripture actually teaches that the birth of Jesus is the event that unlocks the mystery of creation. The beginning. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. From creation to Christ is a direct connection of self-same identity and power. All things were made through him, and without him, nothing was made that was made. With our modern and postmodern mindsets, we try to unlock mysteries by observation and by scientific method. But creation has remained a mystery. There are theories developed by our methods and our mindsets, but those theories have competing theories by the same attempts at observation and strivings to understand with authority and clarity and simplicity. God's Word doesn't provide human theories, but it is understandable and clear and simple. It provides a personal account of the identity of the Creator who enters creation at Christmas. Creation's Creator is one with Christ. It's quite amazing to think that the Creator of the cosmos could be cradled in the arms of a young mother. You start to understand why Mary said those words, "My soul magnifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God, my Savior." She got to hold the one whom the past, the present, and the future rests upon. One of our Christmas hymns that we sing says, "Downward bend our wandering eyes at mysteries so bright. The answers you seek are much more down to earth. Human problems need a human, not starry, solution. But in this case, the human is also divine. Where history has been and where it is headed belongs to the one who was born into your history and sat in Mary's lap and revealed the historical truth of creation from God's point of view. In him was life, and the life was the light of men." Listen, creation is a mystery, but it doesn't remain one when you've been introduced to the Creator. God holds all the true mysteries of life. He, as we heard in the text and have spoken, is Wonderful Counselor, Almighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. In the beginning, God created the world in 6 days. Light and darkness, land and animals, birds and creeping things. Adam and Eve was the crown of his creation. Then God called it good and rested on the seventh day. His creatures, perfectly made, then fell from his perfect creation. But God, because he loved the world, promised a Savior who would save them from their sins. In Christ, God values creation. In Christ, God values you. Because of Christ who was there at creation, and because of Christ who was there at the cross, and because of Christ who rose in victory over the powers of darkness, we live in his light, and all creation may rejoice and be glad. God stepped in as a newborn to deliver man as a man. God in the flesh made manifest. His beginning is also our beginning. The God incarnate was born to give us second birth. So, Merry Christmas, creation. And Merry Christmas, Christians. God is here. And the babe of Bethlehem. God is here in his word. God is there in your baptism. God is here at the table for you. Here is our Bethlehem where the Christ child comes to us. God is here. He enters our ear with news wonderful and bright. It is, in fact, a new beginning. In Jesus' holy name, amen. And the peace of Christ, which surpasses all human understanding, keep your hearts and your minds in the faith in Christ Jesus. Amen.